Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, here with Katie Banowitz, the final time I get to say that full name. And we do so as a state champion. An improbable run. You knock off four ranked teams, four of the best programs in state history to win a state championship. How special is this moment, taking it all in?
It's incredible. I didn't cry until now, but I don't think it's fully set in yet, but super grateful, thankful, and blessed to be able to do this with this group of girls. They're amazing, and I've been super blessed to be able to spend all summer with them.
And just the formula was the same almost in every single game. You do fall behind in this one, but it never got out of control. They were only one-run deficits. It felt like, from a strategic standpoint, earlier in the season, those innings turned into four or five-run innings. This group of girls learned how to focus, and I don't think I've seen a Pella team that calm in a state final. Talk about how they were able to work through some of those situations, because North Polk has one of the best lineups in the entire state.
Yeah, you have to give a lot of credit to North Polk. They're very tough. Really hard for me to call pitches because they were able to kind of hit everything. But, you know, super proud. That was kind of our big thing in between each inning, right? And before the game, especially, like, taking the moment. The moment's huge. It's very exciting that we're in this moment, but it's pitch by pitch still. We're still not letting the moment get too big. We're not looking for the bottom of the seventh. We're going pitch by pitch, inning by inning, that type of thing. So I feel like I've reached it enough to them that they were able to, you know, really focus in pitch by pitch, not letting the moment get too big.
And even when there were errors, and there were a couple in this game, that one of which led to a run, there was no panic. How much growth has this team had in that scenario? Because again, like I said earlier this year, I witnessed games where one error turned into two, turned into three. This group felt like they were so sharp and didn't let those little things get to them. And again, no panic in their faces.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just the whole thing with trust. It's kind of something when we had a little bit of a lull during our season, that's something that we talked about. It's like, how do we trust each other? How do you trust yourselves? And, you know, I think that goes back to the word of being united, which is what we came up with, that we wanted like this team to become. So I think it all came down to that moment of like, you know what, this is what we said we were going to do. We said we were going to, you know, be united, take pitch by pitch and do all the things. So really proud of the girls and the way that they handled everything, whether it went really, really well or it didn't go well. They handled it with poise, which is something that you can't put on a stat line. You can't really coach it besides just preaching it. And so really proud of the way that the girls were able to handle those situations.
Here with Katie Banowitz, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we catch up here following a state championship victory. Still feels kind of funny to say that, but it's so awesome. Emma Eakoff, we got to talk about her, and we'll talk about the rest of the team in a moment, but Emma went on one of the greatest runs in state history. Starting in the postseason, she was locked in at a level I don't think anyone has seen, and it was her pitching, it was her leadership that guided the ship, and of course, some big home runs in between. What was it like witnessing a player like that take a postseason over?
It's incredible. There's so much joy that I have for Emma. And just all the success that she's had. And that also goes with like the rest of her teammates. Her teammates were proud for her. She was proud for her teammates when they came up in big plays because they also bailed her out sometimes, you know. So really, really grateful and blessed that I've been able to watch Emma and be able to coach her these last 2 years.
And when you're an underdog, it takes somebody who you don't expect necessarily. Abby Melvin, a triple and a double in this one. Ella Heemstra with an enormous hit. Haley DeVries with a great base running play. I mean, we can go on and on. If you're an underdog, it's going to be players you don't expect. Braylon Van Zante with the first RBI. It was a team win. As much as we talk about Emma, and Emma gets all the credit in the world, the team did excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Emma's able to do great because of the team, and the team feeds off of Emma. It's just incredible being the underdog. There was no pressure on us. I felt like the girls went out and played just free, and that's what they've been doing best all year. So for this team to be able to win as a team, every player contributed in some consideration. So really super grateful and blessed to be able to experience this.
Well, and for a program that how many years ago had 20 losses in a season, started with Katie Gravert, now here with you, a state championship. How excited are you for the future?
Very excited. The future can only, I don't know how much more it can go up than a state championship, but now we're looking like this is our future. This is the baseline that we want to achieve from here on out.
We're getting pushed out here. Last time I get to interview is Katie Banowitz. The team's going to the wedding.
They are. They're invited to the ceremony now.
I'll have a fun seatmate with Carly and I. That's Katie Banowitz. Congratulations, coach, on an awesome win.
Thank you.